Welcome to Chat With Us,
the show that talks about all things health, wellness, life, and business.
I'm Rachel Dillon.
And I'm Emma Dillon.
And this is Chat With Us. Today, we sit down with CSB's head designer, Rita. You'll hear Rita's journey, how she got to where she is today, life at CSB, the design process, staying on top of trends, and the evolution of our designs. You'll get some sneak peeks of what is to come, think sleep, Italy, new categories, and so much more. So welcome, Rita. I feel so excited to have you on today. We've done a little bit of CSB, but we really want to start like talking more to the team. I mean, the community's so interested in how we kind of get things to where they are. But I feel like your story is a really good one to start with because, I mean, we've done a lot together.
Yeah, we have.
We've been through a lot. Yeah. So before we get into all of that, can you start by just telling us a little bit about Rita? You know, how did you end up in Australia? What did you do prior to CSB? All things Rita.
All right. So I'm obviously from Portugal. Before Australia, I lived in the US. I was there for 7 months doing an internship straight out of uni with Alison Olivia. So my first experience was like with high fashion, which was really interesting. A very different environment to what CSB is. A lot more, you know, Devil Wears Prada sort of vibe. And then after that, a little bit of a change. I went to live in Dubai for 2.5 years, and I was working for Emirates and traveling the world.
That's right.
That was an amazing experience. I would recommend to anyone, you know, in their early 20s, if they have the opportunity to do that, I would definitely recommend because it just opens your mind to a whole new world.
Because how many countries have you been to?
75.
75 countries.
Yeah, a lot. Nothing new post-COVID.
Yeah.
It's been stuck on 75 for a few years.
It's about to be really stuck nice. A little longer.
Yeah, it will. So what I did when I was there, besides, you know, obviously traveling the world and all of that, I started my bag brand. Mm-hmm. So I bought an industrial sewing machine that I had in my own bedroom because I lived with other people. So I just had it in my bedroom. And I would go to like China, to Thailand, to Paris, to Italy, New York, and I would buy fabrics. I would make the bags in my bedroom and then I would just sell it to like other crew or like to some friends. Oh, yeah. Very small.
I want one.
I know my machine is in Portugal. I actually, when I left Dubai and went back to Portugal, I dismantled it on my own, thinking I'll remember how to set it up again. And then I got home and it was a whole mess.
You're like, ooh.
Me and my father were like looking at the machine and like not able to assemble it again.
Oh my God.
We had to hire someone to help us. But anyway, I still have the machine, but it's in Portugal. So I did that. But when I left Dubai, I actually went to Poland and I worked for a brand called Reserved, which is like a Zara type of brand. So very big business, very fast fashion, not a lot of creative input, right? You design what sells and then you just repeat, keep repeating that. So I stayed there for a year. It was a really good experience as well. Did not cope well with winter because it snows and it's just very, very different.
We're summer gals.
Yes. Gold Coast is definitely home now. And then after that, I moved back to Portugal thinking that I was going to stay in Portugal. And I had reverse culture shock, which I never thought about because home was not how it used to be anymore.
Yeah.
Because it had been like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years already. All my friends had, you know, moved onto new chapters of their lives. Yeah. I moved back to my parents' house and they had rules for me again, even though I was an adult. It was just very hard because everything that I had memories of was different. Mm. And that's when I met my partner, who had as well had a life of traveling, and he lived in the US as well. He lived in the Canary Islands. Spend a few months in like Mozambique where his mom's lives. So we had very similar visions of what we wanted for our lives and what we did not like so much about Portugal.
Yeah.
And he already had the dream to come to Australia.
Did you ever consider Australia?
I did before, but I always knew that Australia is probably the hardest countries to get visas and get residency. Okay. I think it's even harder than the US.
Okay.
And, you know, fashion design is not necessarily, you know, an area that you can just go anywhere because you'll have a job.
Yes.
So I always thought that I would love to, but maybe I would not get going to be able to have a chance to actually stay. And so Diogo, who's my partner, he always tried to convince me, well, what about Australia? Why don't you try and like come to Australia with me? And he was already coming to the Gold Coast because he's a surfer.
Yeah.
And I was like, what will I do in Gold Coast? It's so small. If it were like maybe Melbourne or Sydney, maybe. But what will I do on in the Gold Coast? Like, I really thought there was no way in hell I would, you know, get a job in my area or anything. But then I ended up coming here to visit because I still had an Emirates ticket. Okay. And I was going to go to Dubai to visit some friends.
Yeah.
So I went to Dubai, spent there a few days, and then came to Australia. I mean, it's, you know, only more 14 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
So close.
Very close. Yeah. So I came here and I spent, I don't know, maybe 10 days. It was crazy. For such a long trip to just come for 10 days, it was very crazy. And I loved the Gold Coast.
What do you love about it?
I love the lifestyle and how everything is just so relaxed.
Yeah.
And also, I also love the fact that even if you work hard, you'll get to an outcome.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Portugal and Europe in general is so overpopulated. It's so dense that no matter how hard you work and how much talent and how much, you know, discipline you have, it's really, really hard
to kind of progress.
Exactly. Yeah. Unless you know someone.
Yeah.
This is what I felt, you know. So it's always a tricky one to navigate.
Yeah.
Whereas here I felt like they need people. Well, Australia needs people. There's space. So if you work hard and you show up, you'll grow.
Yeah.
So I love that about not just Gold Coast, Australia in general,
but
Gold Coast in specific, in particular. I remember going to the bank and having a person barefoot and dressed in their swimmers, no shirt on. And I was like, I love it here. No one cares. It's just so different.
That is so funny.
You don't see that anywhere else.
No, no. Even it's funny, and it's always in like the smaller places. I feel like obviously you don't see as much in like a bigger city like Sydney or whatever. Yeah. But we actually just went to Newcastle, and I remember we went to this like old school bakery. Like the town was very like kind of a little bit rural, and this man's walking out with his newspaper under his arm, and he's got no shoes on. I'm like, yeah, that's Australia for you. Yeah, it's just very relaxed.
Yeah, and even though there's like there's wealth and there's opportunity, you don't feel it because when you go to the US, you see a lot of that. You know, people like to show off and to just show everything that they have. Whereas here, it's just, there's more balance. Yeah. I don't know. It's more about community. It's more about like how wholesome your life is, other than, you know, how much.
Health is very valued.
Yeah.
Well, especially in places like Gold Coast, I feel like there's a big, and lots of people say it, even when they come from other cities. It's like, oh, I can't believe everyone is out and about. Yeah. Toby used to make a joke being like, does anyone work? Does anyone go to work? Because like there's always people out. And I'm like, their lifestyle here is so, it's so active.
Yeah.
And there's so many people who love being outdoors.
Yeah.
Which is, that's what I've always loved about it too.
Yeah, it's
that,
amazing.
That balance.
You wake up at 5 a.m. and you think that it's early and you go outside and everyone's already outside.
I know. And also the time it takes to get to work here versus somewhere else, it's like you can't really make time to go to gym or do a walk or whatever else because you're, you know, commuting for hours in the morning and hours at night. Whereas here, it's like you can go to the gym in the morning, you can do a walk in the afternoon and still work a really productive day, which is something, again, I always have loved about smaller places is that travel time and always living as close to work as possible.
Yeah, 100%. No, that's priceless.
Yeah.
I agree. The lifestyle is definitely amazing.
All right, so let's get into Rita starting at CSB. I know I have my memory of it, but I want to, I guess, get your point of view. Why CSB? How did you stumble across it? And I guess tell us about how you applied and, a little bit about your perspective on it.
So when I first came to Australia, like I was saying before, it was really hard to find a job because Gold Coast, it's grown a lot.
Yes.
I've been here for 5 years already. But at the time, there wasn't a lot of fashion companies or clothing brands here on the Gold Coast. So I applied to a few brands, did a few interviews, and always, you know, with no success because they either wanted like Australian experience or because I didn't have residency at the moment or at the time. So there was always that chance maybe I won't be able to stay. It was a big risk, right? So it was very, very hard. And I remember I woke up one day and I saw the crop shop ad on Seek.
Yeah.
And I remember telling Diogo, this is like me to a T. If I don't get this one, I'll study something else because I'll give up. Because it was just me to a T, you know, the what the brand represented, the aesthetics, the fact that it was an activewear, but not necessarily your like traditional
functional
activewear as well.
Yeah.
And I, you know, trained so much as well that I feel like I understand our community. I know what these people are looking for as well. So I was like, I need, this is my job.
Yeah.
I need to get this position. So what I did was, okay, I know that they're going to get like heaps of resumes, probably people that have, you know, just as much or even more experience than I do. How can I ensure them that I am the person for this role? So I kind of scrapped the traditional way to go about, you know, applying for a job. And what I did was I got a little like bundle of things that would describe me. So there's like a mini dumbbell and it said like favorite sport. There was like a little mini chocolate that said favorite snack. A little coffee packet that said favorite drink.
Yeah.
The R. Oh, I forgot
like,
about that.
We both have an R. Yeah. It's like, honestly, I loved it. I mean, keep going.
Yeah, we have that in common. I forgot about that one. Yeah, the R. And then there was a mug and they had like favorite color.
Yeah.
And then I also did a little mock-up for like a mini collection. So I had like illustrated a few outfits and I had printed it, and then at the on the back of that, instead of having my resume, I just have five reasons why I am the person for the role. I don't remember what I wrote.
You need to find it. It was so, I would have it somewhere in my phone.
Yeah,
it was honestly like I don't know, we've had so many people apply, both businesses, and I just remember we were so early on at this stage. I think Rita and I were just discussing it, our timelines, we're trying to like remember, because Rita's been with us for 3.5 years. I think we had done like a couple of crops and maybe a legging at this stage, but it was very, very early on. And I think Rita's first kind of collection was with us was we had the Serenity leggings, but it was the Sierra. So Rita had designed the Sierra, which was kind of the crop that took us, you know, to where we are. Like you still see Sierra everywhere. So many brands now design Sierra. It is the twist top was kind of like, you know, our first big thing. And I remember sitting in our, we had quite a small office at this stage. It was shared between Move With Us and CSB, and someone brought your package up and was like, you know, this is being dropped off for you, et cetera. And I remember just thinking, you know, set aside the experience, the this and the that. I was like, that kind of effort and care is the kind of person I want in my business. And so Rita was our first ever designer, and you were our only designer for a long time, I guess. But I think you couldn't have summed it up better. You were so aligned. It's like the universe literally, I don't know, like made us cross paths.
It was so perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I guess from there we only got our second and third designer, what, like
a year ago.
Yeah. So Rita's really been
I know, it was alone for a really long time.
Yeah, you were alone for a long time, but you handled it so well. And I guess, what a journey. What's the journey been like for you? Because obviously the business has gone from, you know, I've said this before, but it really was just a passion project for me. I didn't expect CSB to become what it is today. What's the journey been like for you with a startup? So many changes, so much growing.
Yeah.
What's the journey been like?
It's definitely been the most challenging, you know, experience I've had, you know, as with a job. But it's also been the most rewarding, because even though, you know, I love designing and I've always been very artistic, I've also liked strategy and I like to have an input. It's not just designing pretty things and then, you know, moving on. It's not just about the art.
Yeah.
So what I really liked about CSB was the fact that I had, you know, a seat at the table and we were all like, it was such a small team that everyone had to wear so many hats and learn how to do so many things. And sometimes, you know, so many times that I've been in the position where you or Liam come to me and you're like, oh, we want to do this. And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. Then I just go and I'm like, how do I get this, you know, come to life, which is a challenge. But it's also like so rewarding, because you end up discovering so much about yourself and growing professionally at a much quicker
definitely
pace as well. And it's been amazing to see the brand grow and our community loving what we do so much.
Yeah.
Because there's so many brands, you know, there's so many fashion labels out there. But having a strong community telling you every day, you know, this is why we're doing it.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
And, you know, Rita got to actually come to our LA pop-up. And I feel like that was like such a great experience because a lot of the time you are behind, you know, closed doors. Yeah. And I guess even for us, like, you guys have no idea how much we talk about your like comments, surveys, responses,
so
like so much of this, so many of our decisions are led by you. Mm-hmm. And I think I love seeing Rita at the pop-up, like so many people knew her. It was just like such a great experience for you to also see everything and feel that love. And I guess that why for us, which is, I think for everyone in the team is such a big driver as to why we do continue to do what we do.
Yeah.
What has been one of, like, throughout the growing journey, what was, and I'm actually interested in this, what has been something that myself or Liam have come to you for and being like, we need to do this, where you've just been like, I actually don't have any idea if that's going to work or if anything, like, did you ever have any of those moments, but you pulled it off?
Oh, that's a hard one. I have to think. I think Liam probably challenged me more.
Yeah.
Just because he was not asking me for like challenges or like things when it came to like design.
Yeah.
Because that's always like an easier one for me to like try and pull off.
Yeah.
But I remember when the brand started growing and we couldn't honestly just, you know, wait for when, you know, samples were good and we were ready to like place an order and then we launch whenever, you know, the collection is here. The business was starting to realize, okay, we actually need a strategy and we need to, you know, plan for when collections are being launched, for one, for the community, you know, and for the demand, and two, because, you know, it's a business, so you need to have, you know, the proper financial goal set. Yeah. And so I remember that he was asking me for the dates as to when things needed to be like designed, signed off, sampled, approved, and so that we can issue the order. And I remember me just Googling, you know.
Kind of like a critical path.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So I was just Googling and trying to work out how, you know, how many months does this take and how many, you know, weeks does this take, so in order to build a formula to get us there. And I remember at the time I did build a critical path. It was quite messy. It's not as organized as it is now, like with all these colors. But I remember staying up, working until quite late, trying to work out how to like come up with all these dates and how to then like commit to them.
Yeah. And not to mention, like, this is so early on. We're still developing relationships with manufacturers. Mm-hmm. Like, we're still understanding, well, you know, this commercially acceptable, but what's CSB acceptable? We've always been very true, and everyone in the business will get angry at Rita and I here, but we're probably a little too far down the end of like, we will not approve something 2PP or 2 bulk unless it is perfecto. Perfect. Yeah. Which means like we do sample more than most traditional businesses, but I mean, for us it's like quality over anything, and we like to like work to what's CSB acceptable, because yes, certain things are commercially acceptable and we could push them through, but I and like we're all very aligned as a team that we just don't really see ourselves being that kind of brand.
Yeah.
So there's a big emphasis on that. And I guess what's different, how is CSB different to other brands you've worked with in that regard?
I think what you just said now, the fact that we care so much about how it fits, you know, a design can be really, really pretty, but if it doesn't fit well and if it's not, you know, functional, then it doesn't work for us. And the fact that we take pride in perfecting every single sample to ensure that we are, you know, delivering a product that we are proud of and we ourselves are obsessed with, not just our community. We have so many team members during fit saying, I can't wait to buy this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you work here. Like, why are you so excited as if you are, you know, a customer?
I actually had to change the rule for how our team purchases CSB because things would sell out and the team would be so devastated. So I had to message, I didn't know who it was, but I'm like, guys, we need to give the team like early access so that everyone could get what they wanted so that they don't miss out. And I feel like that's just such a good representation of like, we have so many of our customers in the brand, which does make designing, I guess it's a big pro for us.
Yeah.
Coming into CSB, I think we were definitely pushing the boundaries a little bit with the styles of crops we were doing. I think, you know, you go back 5 years, I guess, and there wasn't heaps on the market that was, I guess, more stylish. It was definitely, as you just mentioned, more the functional kind of like route. My question is, how did you feel about being that brand that wanted to, I guess, push boundaries, be a little bit more sexy, stylish, more in the fashion, I guess, side of things? Are we for every type of exercise? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But are we confident to be the brand we are? Like, yes, you know. How did you feel that aligned with you and, I guess, your passion for design and all of that?
I think that I also never really liked the traditional activewear brands. I thought that, you know, it's not only the design. I also felt like the fit and the cuts was not very flattering. But sometimes I'd be like, I assure you this was a man that designed it for a woman's body.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times it's just, I don't know, women's body have curves. So you have to design and think about that, you know. So if it doesn't look good, you won't feel good. Yeah. So your workout's already ruined if your leggings... You look in the mirror and you've been training and you've been doing legs and you look in the mirror and they just look meh.
Yeah.
Just because of what you're wearing.
Shape.
Yeah.
Or when the seam's like really low and straight. And it's like, believe it or not, you're only seeing half my bum right now. Like there's a whole another booty cheek in there. Let's just bring it up and, you know, make it look.
I know. It makes such a big difference.
It does. That was my biggest thing.
Yeah.
Is I didn't feel like, even though I liked, like there was some styles and brands that I would shop, I still felt like they just weren't completely considering how it shaped your body. And everyone loves to feel good in their activewear. Mm. Like for me, putting on a activewear set where I feel, whether or not other people love it, hate it, whatever else, I feel confident, I feel sexy. Yeah. Like to me, I'm like, I'm on top of the world.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because a friend actually said to me the other day, she was wearing the yoga ruched pants and she's like, Rachel, everywhere I went, she's like, I felt so confident. But then she's like, I swear, she's like, I literally had like two girls compliment me, two guys ask for my number. She was like, it's the yoga pants. And I was like, oh my God. She's like, honestly, like I felt so good. And I was like, that is for us, like that's the goal. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like we've always been super aligned on what we want to design and like who we're talking to.
I agree. Yeah. There's nothing like going to the gym with an outfit that already makes you feel empowered. You already feel like you're going to be able to like do a superset or a personal best makes a big difference.
Talking about designing, coming into this new chapter for you, which is Rita is due very, very soon now.
Yeah, 5th First of April.
Baby girl. I guess you've had this kind of body change, right?
Yes.
So Rita was used to wearing our very small little crops and this and that. I guess how do we speak to the community when it comes to like us prioritizing bigger busted crops that are still, I want to add, still stylish and sexy, because we know that there's a lot out there, but there obviously is, and we know from our community, this big demand for something that is still supportive and gives you the coverage you need, but you can still feel sexy in it. Talk us through how we are planning to do that and I guess how you have found that journey now that you went from what, like an A or a B to?
Yeah, it was a B and now I'm a double D.
Yeah.
Yeah, big change.
Baby girl.
I feel like it's like because of all the girls that keep saying, you need to do
props for bigger boobs. Rita's like, this is like the universe like doing this to me. So she understands.
Yeah, I understand now. I get it. It's been a lengthy process.
Yeah.
We've obviously done the plus bus already with Devin to test as well, you know, the market and understand what are people looking for? Mm. What is it they don't like? What is it that they do
getting
like?
Getting feedback from that collection.
Exactly. Because it's really, I know we don't design for ourselves, but as a designer, it is so much easier when you understand and when you can relate, when you have the same pain points, it's so much easier to then address them.
Definitely.
Now I have them a little bit, but you know, this is recent. So I didn't understand fully, you know, what this community needed.
Exactly.
So what we've been doing now is we reached out to a few of our community members. I think you posted on Instagram and so did CSB, to have, you know, a little focus group, if we can call it that. And we've done a survey. We've asked so many questions to understand what is it that they are looking for? What is it that they struggle to find with other brands? What is it that they like about us or they would like to see from us? And we've been doing already a few new designs and sampling a few new crops as well. And we've been trying it on myself now and on other people as well, yeah. To see, you know, what works, training in them, we're testing them.
Yeah.
But it takes time. And this is one of the challenges as well, because community sometimes might think that we're not listening and we're not, you know,
prioritizing.
Prioritizing what they are asking. But the time it takes, you know, from concept to when actually the product is ready is so long. It's so much time.
Especially when we're going into a new kind of, I guess you could, it's not a new category, but a new purpose. I think we're always very focused on what's the purpose of this crop? Where are people wearing it? How are they using it? When it comes to bigger busts, whether it be plus size or more coverage, et cetera, it has been a journey, a great journey for us. We now also have in each collection a prioritized bigger bust crop. So, you know, moving in 6 to 8 months time, there will actually be something new often, because we really didn't think, I guess, that there was that many people that couldn't find what they needed, but there is, and it's an exciting opportunity for us. So yeah, it's definitely been fun to work on it now that Rita's like, I finally get what these girls need. But at the same time, it's, we want to make sure we're doing it in the best way possible. And that will be dropping like one at a time, getting feedback, understanding in order to kind of, I guess, grow that part of the business.
Yeah. And we are also wanting to get our community involved in the sampling process, so they can also like train it, give some feedback even before we launch. So we have a little bit of more understanding of what's working or not.
Yeah. Another thing we've recently done is we've designed our Lexi. So again, based off feedback, it's one of our best selling crops. We've designed our Lexi with adding in an underband, because there has been some feedback around it coming up. But before launching it, we're sending it out to 20 of our, like, well, 10 of our favorite Lexi buyers and then 10 who have bought Lexi maybe like once and didn't buy it again, to understand like, is this a change we should make? We're just trying to get a little bit more strategic with changes or decisions that we're making in the business to make sure it really is fit to you guys. So there's a lot that goes on, and there's a lot of thought and consideration for our community. All right, so this is a good one. How long does it take you to come up with a design concept, and what does the process look like with the team? So we could probably chat on where we're currently at.
As in like come up with an idea?
Or? I guess how do you plan, like, and we can talk about, you know, how you've currently planned outwards of like 2025 and then, but then like bring it back for one range. What's that process?
Yeah. So at the moment we're planning 2025 and we have already some concepts well thought until maybe like July.
Yeah.
Like high level concepts, which is what we ideally should be at. So we should be planning already early to mid 2025. And then to develop an actual like concept mood board and first sketches, I would say that it takes like 3 to 4 weeks. And then the whole process is like just us two working together in a creative setting to develop a concept, to work on a mood board. What is this idea going to be, you know, for CSB? And then with the team, we work more on like, okay, bring, so this is life, the whole concept, what crops and what tops and what accessories does that translate into?
Something I feel like, you know, it used to be a lot easier because we were doing a lot less. It was like, oh, cool, here's three crops, we love them, let's do them in two colors. Now, you know, Rita's presenting to me outwards of like, you know, July 2025. And for me, I'm like, oh my God, so far ahead. It's where we need to be. But Rita will go and look at trends, colors, lots of different things, and then kind of present concepts, mood boards. Me and her will talk through it, how it would work, what it would consist of. We then go from there to, once we've got one locked in, we have different designers in the team. We have to run it past the team. We have to justify what the use is of the crop, why the collection would work. We need a really clear brief for marketing. Like a lot goes into even getting it kind of approved. Once it's approved, we tech packs, design, and then maybe of that, that whole process, let's say it's 100% of those items, we maybe go to market with like 60 or 70. We don't always pull off the full 100, and there's so many moving parts. There's a lot of pressure on product, and there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to different manufacturers.
And because we sample a lot more than a normal clothing brand would, it takes a lot longer to get to the final product from design to, you know, approved to bulk. So planning in advance has to It's crucial.
And that's why it's so interesting. Like, for majority of our collections, they've been in the works. If it's not a new fabric, we're talking maybe 9 months. If it's a new fabric, it can be anywhere from like 12 to 14 months. Mm-hmm. So I think what's like super important to kind of understand is, yeah, whatever we're giving to you now has been in the works for so much longer than you would potentially think. That's surprising to a lot of people.
I think it would be. Otherwise, they wouldn't get so angry whenever it takes long for us to do a restock or...
Yes, yeah. Everything. So, okay, what has been... This is a little bit of a tricky one. What has been your favorite CSB product that you've designed?
The product?
One. Well, let's do collection and then product.
Okay, product easy.
Yeah.
It has to be Sierra.
Yeah.
I mean, it has all the...
She's iconic.
If it's my first... It's my very first crop.
Yeah.
Well, it was designed in my very first collection. And then the sample was, I think we only saw 2 samples.
It came
was
accidentally early. Yeah. And it was perfect. First go, which never happens. And we're just like, put it through straight away.
Yeah.
We added it to that collection.
Yeah.
And okay. That's
so
fair.
That's
top collection. One. Favorite collection.
Collection, throwback collection.
Oh, yes. That was fun. Oh my God.
It was my very first collection.
Yeah.
It was a big, big collection as well. There were so many colors, so many crops, especially because it was funny because I came from a big, big brand, right? Like so almost like as big as Zara.
Yeah. Wow.
So I was used to doing a lot. Yeah. So now coming to CSB, I was just, you want a collection? I'll give you a collection. So there was it was massive, but it was really exciting as well because the whole campaign was so fun.
It was so fun.
I really liked it. So it was my favorite one because I was able to have so much fun and have so much freedom.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen now as much because we have a bigger team, to keep us accountable. There's not so much risking it and seeing how it goes. And also because it was just a fun concept to work on for sure.
Yeah, I love that. How do you feel about other brands designing similar styles? Mm. Does it upset you? Does it inspire you? Do you feel flattered?
Yeah. I think a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Because one, it's really hard to be creative and create new things when you know that there's so much already out there.
Definitely.
So to try and make something that already exists, which is a nice sports bra, something creative, it's just a lot of effort and a lot of work that, you have to do in order to be able to create something new.
Mm.
So then to have somebody else just steal that from you can be a little bit, painful.
Yeah.
But it is very flattering to also see that they aspire to become, what we are who we are and what we are doing. Mm. So I guess you can see it from both perspectives. And I always say, when you are copying, you're never fighting for the first place.
Yeah.
So they can eat our dust.
I agree. I think at the end of the day, everyone takes inspiration from everyone. I think at CSB, we like to take a lot of inspiration from like fashion, but kind of like more higher end fashion, but really bring it down like this like funnel of like, how do you actually make it practical and functional and, translate it into active. But, we, of course, everyone gets inspiration from everyone. I think when you see direct, identical, exactly. I think that can be hard. For me, it's mostly hard for my team because I know it deflates them a little bit, but something I've tried to, and over the years kind of instill is like, guys, let it motivate you. It's showing us that, we are inspirational, we're on the right track and that we're doing great things. And so for me, I'm just like, just keep moving forward.
Yes. Yeah, so you were winning.
Yeah, exactly. What has the CSB journey been like through your eyes? How have the pieces evolved?
As in pieces?
Like do you think our clothing has evolved over the years?
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah,
big time. I think so. I think as well, we're growing older and we're going through different stages of life. So I think that the aesthetics of the brand is also growing with us and leveling up sort of thing. So I definitely think we've become a little bit more classy.
The pink camo earlier.
Yeah, there are some things.
There's some interesting things.
A bit more out there.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I think our style has definitely evolved. We're a lot more... Not perfectionist, but when we design something, we kind of like analyze it to, all the details now. Yeah. Whereas before it was like, okay, the brand needs to grow. We need to do product. Yeah. We need to test. We need to see what people say. Let's just get a product out there and then go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, we have so many meetings around, you know, each concept.
There's less room for things to not be well thought out.
Yeah. And the team is growing. So the amount of questions as well that they ask, you know, it really challenges each decision that we make.
Sometimes Rita and I, just because you really love it.
Yeah. It's just cute.
Is that not good enough? Do you just get it?
it's so hard. And sometimes when you're just presenting a sketch and it's not in a product form and they're already challenging and I'm like, no, you just have to see it and sample. Wait. Just give me this one.
I love that.
But yeah, it's definitely evolved quite a lot.
What is it like being a part of the CSB team and working with myself? You can be honest.
Honestly, I love it. Oh, I really love it.
You're still here after 3.5 years. Yeah, exactly. So it's a good sign.
We have such a beautiful team. Love how passionate everyone is. Because like you were saying before, skill and experience, you know, is definitely important and it's something valued. But that passion and drive is everything.
And care. Yeah. I feel like care is a big one. It's like you want... And that's all comes down to the culture of your business, right? Yeah. But it's like you really want people who care about why we wake up each day and why we do what we do.
Yeah.
And I think our team does a really good job of that. Do you feel like we align on most things, or do you think we challenge each other?
I think we align on quite a lot of things when it comes to aesthetics, particularly in like what the collections can be. I find that very easy, you know, to present a collection that you're going to like. I'm never in fear that like, oh, she's not going to like this one, you know, what she's going to react. I always feel like it's always a positive outcome. I do think you do challenge me because, you know, it is your business.
Yeah.
You want it to, you know, to grow and you get so many comments and DMs and your community comes straight to you even before they come to CSB. So when you come to us with all these issues and you're like, we need to act on this, you know, like you just come with us with that passion and that drive, which can be challenging because, like, you know, it takes time.
Yeah.
So I think that's the challenging part. But I honestly, it's so easy to work with you. Mm. And you're so inspiring as well.
Oh, that's so nice.
Because, you know, especially when you have a business and you have a team, it's so easy to like take a step back and let them drive and continue because you've already built that, but you're so invested, so involved. It's very inspiring.
Mm.
And even if we build the processes, you know, because it is a business and you need all those processes, if something is not working, you're the first one to say, no, we're not doing that, even if you think that that is the process, because, you know, it's a business.
We literally just had this happen. So there's a question in here. Was there a design flop? Anything we sampled that wasn't good? I mean, there's heaps of... It's not the design that's a flop, it's a sample, and you're kind of just like, can we even work with this? I'm not sure. Sometimes, very rarely. But I think the biggest, something that happened recently, which is, I think, great, we've been working on this new fabric for, we've been wanting to do a seamless fabric
for a
really outside of our first ever one with Izzy for years.
Yeah.
It's been years.
It's been really long time. When I started at CSB, you were already working on seamless. With other suppliers.
Yes. And we weren't like, we got a lot of feedback on that collection. We weren't overly like satisfied. Mm-hmm. So we've been on this hunt. Anyway, we've been working with lots of different manufacturers. We got to like our fifth sample with this certain manufacturer, and we're still not 100% positive. And I guess that's where I did come in.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, the whole team, they put a lot of work into getting it to there. And I'm just like, the fabric isn't, it's just not where it needs to be. The construction isn't where it needs to be. And we found another fabric and we're starting over. So that's a great example of, that's a big downfall for the business. Like, we had that planned to launch in at a certain time. We now need to restructure the whole kind of like range flow. Is that something that I should be doing often? Absolutely not. Is that something that I'm not going to be able to do all the time? Absolutely not. But also for me, it's just like, I don't know, I say it a lot, but like, I want quality products. And if that means we're last to market on something, I don't really care. I want it to be when someone steps into those pieces or considers buying them to know that we've put everything into making it what we think is the best. Yeah. So seamless is coming.
Yeah.
When we cannot let you know that.
Because
we don't know ourselves. Yes. Can you give some hints on what's coming this year?
Well, there's a lot coming.
There's always a lot coming.
There's a lot coming. Really exciting projects are coming this year. Some really new colors. A color that we've never, ever, ever done in the history of CSB.
Oh, and that's very soon. Yeah. And Rita also has designed our very own custom print.
Yes.
Which she sketched herself. Yes. That's something I'm super excited about. Yeah. and it does involve PJs.
I know. It's going to be a good one.
Italy. Okay, that's what we'll give you. And then we have some like exciting collaborations this year, a new category. There's a lot coming.
There's a lot coming.
But we can't give away too much because that just ruins the surprise. What has been the biggest challenge and then the biggest highlight for you working at CSB?
Well, I think one of the challenges is still like it's the ongoing challenge of the community wanting something or like providing feedback and we taking so much time to action it, not because we are not, you know, working on it, but because things take so much time mm-hmm. and it's hard to get that across to our community.
Yeah.
So sometimes we see a lot of people already like not wanting to, you know, buy again just because they don't think that we are listening and we are. So I think that's an ongoing challenge that the whole team kind
of course
struggles with.
Because you guys care, as I said, you care so much. So when you see those, when you see any comment that you feel like the community isn't being heard, it gets us.
Yeah. But if I have to choose like one specific challenge, I think it was because the brand is growing really, really, really fast and the team is really small. And the design department was the last one to actually grow, like the product team was the last one to grow. So I was alone doing so many things for quite some time. So I think the biggest challenge was when I was no longer able to like do my job properly because I had to do so many other things in the business. So just before we hired our first garment tech and our first designer, that was, you know, that was the biggest challenge. Then when they started, I was like, God.
You're like, thank the Lord.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, that's
was,
fair. That's
that
a fair
the biggest
one.
Challenge.
All right, and your biggest highlight?
Oh, I have so many highlights. I think the most recent one had to be our LA trip. That was amazing.
That was so good. First, our LA community is like brings the energy.
I know. They're like next level.
Yeah.
Any pop-up,
you
know, is amazing. But going to the US, because the whole team was like, how big is our community there? Yeah. Like, how engaged are they? Because we already know our community here in Australia.
Yeah.
So to go there, I remember the day before, you know, we opened the pop-up, we were like, what if no one shows up?
Yeah, that's me every pop-up. I'm like, what if no one comes?
That was the first time we actually thought, you know, about it. Because I was like, do we know from customer experience? Like, are people like asking questions or asking where it is? Like, how do we track these numbers? And no one could tell. So to wake up, because our hotel was right next door, to wake up and like look outside the window and see a line already like 3 hours before, we're like, oof.
Yeah.
So that was amazing to go there. Yeah, that was probably one of the biggest highlights.
Agree. I love that.
That was very good.
Okay, last question to end the podcast. You are about to start a very new journey becoming a mum. And I'll just add to that, Rita has been working on some maternity related things, full stop.
Yeah.
But how are you feeling about this next chapter? Obviously, you've been so, you know, career driven for such a long period of time. Rita is one of the most ambitious people I know. I love that about you.
Thank you.
How do you feel like I know, like going into this new chapter?
It's obviously very exciting. Yeah. I'm very, very happy. I can't wait to meet her. She's going to be like a little sassy queen. Yeah. She never stops. It's also very challenging at times thinking that, you know, I'm going to have to do a pause in my career.
Yeah.
But the business doesn't stop. You know, the business is going to keep going. So it's definitely challenging to like think about what's going to happen in a year's time. Mm. How is CSB going to be?
We'll be waiting for you.
I know. But, you know, it's inevitable to not to have these types of like concerns. I mean, it couldn't have been in a better timing because we're doing, you know, maternity things like you said. So I feel like, you know, I pulled
you've been a real model for the
team.
Us.
I know. Once again, showing my dedication.
Yeah. I got pregnant so we could do maternity. Oh my God, I love that.
Star of the month. But yeah, it's very, very exciting. I'm really looking
forward
to
this. You're going to be amazing, mom.
I hope so.
You're going to show us how we can do it all because I truly believe we can. But thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for
this was so
me.
Fun. I feel like this is so different. Mm. But I mean, I can't thank you enough. Rita's work anniversary is on my birthday. So now I know like every birthday is our like new chapter. But yeah, to start where we started and to obviously be where we are now and, you know, to go where we want to go, I have absolutely loved working with you. I think you're so inspiring and ambitious and yeah, it's been an honor. So thank you for
everything.
Thank
you. It's very mutual. It's been an amazing journey so far to be part of like your growth, the growth of CSB and just have such a big impact in what CSB represents.
100%. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will speak to you all next time.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us, and we hope you loved today's episode.
Make sure you follow our socials, chatwithus.podcast on Instagram and TikTok, to stay up to date with all of our show info.
Chat soon.